Guys, it's come true. Mm-hmm. I wished upon a Christmas star that we could all be together here on this 1st of December recording. And we've got all five core casters today!
It's a Christmas miracle.
Bum, 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 bum.
Raven, say something to confirm you're here.
Yeah, I'm here.
There you go.
Yay! Got a Gar and Emily and Ichi and Raven and me, Elaine. I got Skyrim on the Switch! It's fucking awesome!
It's not the news segment anymore.
Wait a minute. Did you say it's December?
Uh-huh.
It's December 1st?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Shit! No!
God damn, did I have to come back for that?
Yes!
Dick-December 3!
More like Dick-December.
Kill the roll
call! It's not true. Well, Dick-December 3 is, I mean, the dick thing.
We're live!
Connect.
Loading.
Broadcast.
Watching all the anime. Redcaster. Show Raven.
Equipment Wielder. Bluecaster. Cheetah's Zeal. Loyal and Loud. Pinkcaster. Lane.
Explorer from the Unknown. Yellowcaster. Autogar.
One Little Spark of Courage. Dreamcaster. Global South Perga.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Welcome everyone to Radio Sentai Cast Ranger episode 176, where we talk about Kamen Rider and Super Sentai's past, present, and future of Metal Hero and...
Metal Heroes and all other indie toku in between. We Ultra Rangered that.
Yeah! Gar liked it.
Yeah.
I clicked the sad react. Maybe the angry react.
Oh, yeah, no, I picked the wow react.
Yeah, it's Dec-a-cember 3, the final countdown.
Thank God. I mean, more cool, like, I love Dec-a-cember.
More like Dec-a-cember 3, fuck me.
Here we go.
Dec-a-cember 3, so very tired.
For those that do not understand what we're talking about, every December since I've been a part of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger, we've been doing a theme month where we just talk about Deckaranger.
All things Deckaranger.
Why? Because December, Deckaranger.
Deckazember.
Because Gar decided, hey, you fucks aren't watching the whole show, so I'm just going to
bounce around.
Bounce around.
So I'm just going to give you random fucking episodes with zero context to watch. Because somehow I think that might make you interested.
And fuck it, for this one, we're going to watch the final three episodes of the whole series.
Even though most of us have not seen the rest of it.
Well, you don't really need to know much about it, because we already went over most
that
of the basics.
That isn't a good sign for
we'll,
the show.
We'll talk about problems there when we get to it.
Oh boy, yeah.
But aside from that, this week we're talking about Kamen Rider Build, episode 12, and Uchu Sentai Q-Ranger, episode 39.
Episode what?
What?
The episode is just so weird.
Episode 39.
Yeah,
what?
That was a thing. On the bill!
So, we are back to getting the sassy little recap bits at the start of this episode.
Okay, well, before we get into the episode, since Raven has been on a while, Raven, what do you think of Build so far? Has it impressed you as much as it has us?
Like, not especially.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, honestly, my opinion of the show hasn't really changed much since the last time I was on.
I don't remember.
I really am having a hard time liking Sento as a character, but I like Bonjo.
Okay.
He's like the
Kagami in
so
Kabuto.
He's like the logical, the one where
the
it's like, he's the realist. Everyone else is just fucking around doing whatever, and he's just sitting there like, nothing you do makes sense.
Okay, so he's the actual audience in the show.
Yes.
So you can.
And that's why I like him.
So you can probably say you like Cross.
Oh, fuck, do I. The dragon motif, too, just like, oh.
Ooh.
By the way, in case you didn't listen to last week, now that he's a writer, I considered him to have graduated from me referring to him as Kazooie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Can I talk about his first appearances as the writer?
Yes.
It was cool.
He liked Cross.
How he one-shotted.
It was pretty.
Yeah, I was saying I liked how he immediately just like fucking just was like, nope, he's hot, so let's go.
Fuck the tropes! Red flags!
Though it does question me on how he got the sword.
Sento built it.
Yeah,
I know, but like, how did he know about it?
He just did. Same thing that happens every time Sento uses the best match, the weapon just kind of shows up.
Every rider just pulls the weapon out of their ass.
I like to imagine that Sento programmed the knowledge of the weapons into the driver.
Okay, so Raven, like I was talking about this last week, but I just wanted to get your input on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a strong belief that Soichi is Bloodstark, because there's lots of evidence towards
it.
Especially
God,
after this week.
When he goes to his part-time job, when in the last couple episodes, he hasn't been seen at all, but Bloodstark's been shown more.
It would explain how he knew that Sento was going to Hokuto, because that bug turned out to be Sawa's and not Bloodstark's.
Yeah, also, when he got poisoned, Soichi happened to find Sento and brought him back. So.
And this week, when they get the bottles back from Faust, Soichi, presumably not having known about what had just happened, seems to be running down into their base and immediately goes right to the bottles excitedly, as if he had known beforehand.
Also, he kind of does a thing like where like Bloodstark finds the balls and he goes, BINGO! And that's like probably something Soichi would say.
Finds the balls.
I was actually kind of hoping that we would have gotten that. Like,
oh, you said bottles!
Like, Soichi would have said like, bingo. I actually would have liked that if he said that in the episode.
I think the moment he says it, as Soichi, is the moment they all
and the hand
out.
Gestures. Like he's actually done. Him and Bloodstark have done the same hand gesture, like the kind of like the hand up to like the face kind of thing. Yeah. So
it almost makes me think that that's where Bill got the idea for his like Hori Shori no Hosoku wa Kimatta pose.
Maybe.
Wow, Bloodstark's just been the biggest inspiration for him.
Sorry for interrupting, but I wasn't here for the last episode. But I just have to say Cross is really cool, but for some reason, and I don't know why, I really, really like his sword.
The Hippare Souken,
Beat Closer. Beat Closer.
I really like it. I love the little sound bar on there. I love the way it works like a bop it. It has the
pull it!
It has the
pass
pull it!
Pass it!
Yeah.
Kill it!
Yeah.
Slash it!
And kill it good. It just makes really cool music. I like it. I actually kind of want to get it.
Yeah.
All our middlemen's are going to get, so. That's the best one yet!
What is it?
It's just like the Thanos picture, and just like it's him as Nappa.
Oh, no.
It's Nappa.
Guys.
That wins.
I haven't seen that one.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Now, just on that note, once again, looks fucking weird without his hat.
So, Emily and Raven, any other thoughts about build leading up to before episode 12?
Dragon Lock was weird.
It's Key Dragon.
It's Ryuki.
Emily?
Oh, about Cross?
Any other thoughts on the series up until episode 12?
I really like it, but I think it's the government intrigue aspect is really neat. The gimmicks are cool. I'm not too big a fan of him, of Sento being the one who makes the weapons. I kind of like it better when they sort of just appear, like, magically generated.
Like the ghost weapons.
And the weird thing about him is the fact that Sento builds the weapons for those best matches really means that those bottles have no particular powers.
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah, I don't really like and the character made them. Like, the cross dragon is clearly alive, like... Hopefully there'll be some explanation for this later, but there probably won't be.
The abstract answer that we can put to that is they're powered by the nebula gas, which came from Mars.
When fucking Sento found the bottles, just like, he sees, like, he's like, oh, Densha, train ball! wait, that means if my calculations are correct, and just immediately knows to use Kaizoku, and I'm like, all right.
Wait a minute, so is it...
But that was Banjo's job.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too.
It's Densha.
See, now, I would really, really like to be able to attribute that scene to... Oh, look at the labels. They're the same. Maybe I should use these.
No,
but we all know that's not it.
No, you know what it probably was? Oh, hey, I'm running out of fucking bottles. These two probably go together by process of elimination.
This one doesn't have a match yet.
By process of elimination, this is probably a best match.
And you know what else is a question we should be asking? Where the fuck did the Densha bottle come from? It wasn't purified by Misora. Or maybe it was from beforehand when they kidnapped her.
I mean, the rocket bottle. Nairo
probably made it.
Misora did purify a bunch of bottles for them before the start of the show.
Probably.
Before she got rescued.
Hang on.
So they probably do have a handful of complete ones on hand.
Yeah.
Raven, I just want you to do an abridged build with Sento with that voice.
What?
The voice that you were just using with the process of elimination.
Yeah, do the voice.
I mean, I'm not trying to do this voice. I actually have a chest cold right now, so this is actually just what my voice sounds like.
I'm the leader!
I'm the leader!
No, that requires me to be screaming a little more.
But,
yeah.
Sorry.
That's fine.
It doesn't make sense, though, about that bottle. It's the Densha bottle, but...
called Resha. Because this show gets more and more inconsistent with their form names.
But doesn't Resha mean... Resha?
Resha means express, and Densha means train.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Blaze says he has something very important to say.
Alright, halt the episode!
What's going on?
Put in a loud screech noise.
You want Blaze?
It's episode Togetic.
Fuck!
Yeah! Woo! Thank you, Blaze.
Oh, God!
What?
Phase!
Radio Senpai?
I don't know.
Wow, that happened.
Is that what you wanted to... Oh, no, that's a different...
Face Core put in art of an Animu girl with words Radio Senpai.
Radio Senpai.
Wow. Radio Senpai!
I thought of them!
Radio Senpai! Castrate.
Castrate?
No! Someone on the Facebook said that when I was advertising, and I'm like, no!
No!
Not that! Anyways.
So this is actually a real heavy Nariaki-focused episode.
You know why?
Why?
Because it's episode 12.
Oh, God.
They did it again!
Yeah, they killed off another character on the 12th episode. Yeah, no, that's what I've been saying. He's not dead!
For the record, Gar just flashed some air quotes.
No.
Because you can't fucking do shit like that on an audio show, jackass!
We saw Nariaki get... shot. He got shot in the shoulder.
Yeah, that wouldn't kill you, but he might have drowned after.
Or, you know, that river was really shallow and he could have snapped his fucking neck on the rocks.
I mean, you could just go full out on this and just... There are actual people who have survived worse than that.
No. Sure.
And one guy who was poisoned, shot, put in a burlap sack, beat up with a baseball bat, and thrown into a river just to die of hypothermia.
Who knows? Maybe he is a cyborg like fucking Sento's been calling him.
But there's my biggest, I go by logic here. Show me a body. If I don't see a body...
We buried him! I saw the body!
We buried him at sea.
If I don't see a body, then he's not dead.
He's fine.
For all I know, he'll become a Kamen Rider.
Before
this episode,
before he got
shot,
Night Rogue's not a god.
Take a shot.
Take a shot.
Okay. Okay. Seriously though, every time you guys fucking argue me whether on Bloodstark and Night Rogue being Kamen Riders, I'm just keep thinking of all those times I was arguing with you about how frigging Shadow Moon's not a rider, and you guys all tell me he is. So go fuck yourselves.
The difference is...
There is no fucking difference!
No, there is a
difference! They're not called Kamen Rider Night Rogue and Kamen Rider Bloodstar.
I can give you...
He's not Kamen Rider Shadow Moon either!
I can give you a perfect example comparison. Shadow Moon we call a rider because he doesn't have a later form that is a Kamen Rider, whereas with things like Machine Chaser Night Rogue, we don't call those Kamen Riders because Machine Chaser later had a form that was a Kamen Rider.
Wait a minute, you guys call Shadow Moon a rider?
Yeah, I keep arguing them!
Ew.
Right?
I don't know.
Let us have this!
No!
Kamen Rider Shadow Moon, everybody.
I live in a world without laser figure arts. Let me have this! Stop sharing images on your phones!
No.
So, before we get too far ahead of the episode, like you guys have been skipping ahead.
We're not skipping ahead, we're just fucking we're talking about the episode.
This episode has a dreadful portend about it because this is the start of what is probably going to be another very long season arc of not playing the opening.
And as I said last year with X8, it's so we can get an extra minute of fucking explanations and stuff. So yeah. I'm okay with this. We get the ending, we get the opening at the end.
So we get more information about why Sawa has been a spy, and it turns out that she has been working for Nanbo since before the beginning of the show, confirming that she was the one who took the matchbook because she knew about them from beforehand, meaning, hooray, Sento and Soichi aren't stupid fuckwads!
Man, this show...
Which they took a moment to establish the two of them are really happy about that.
At least less so.
This right? show's just been blasting for plot.
I love it. Sawa's, like, trying to explain everything, and just, like, they're all talking, and just Ryuga's just in the back.
And
just
I didn't drop a matchbook, and I didn't leave the fridge open! High five!
Yay!
And then just Ryuga...
Both of you shut up!
Ryuga's just eating noodles, just...
Yeah, man.
Just laughing about how stupid everybody's being.
Which means that at the start of the show, the first fight, when the Spike Smash was sicked on Sawa, that was in ruse to lure Build out.
Yeah.
And so interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we...
But yeah, we find out, my dad was murdered by, like, the government because
they blew up researchers.
Yeah, because they were covering up something.
That the panels got stolen by Faust.
Yeah.
So basically, Nanba Heavy Industries is this series' version of the Genmu Corporation, big evil corporation behind everything.
Or fucking
Smart Brain.
Yggdrasil.
Or Smart Brain. There's always an evil company.
Good writer shows always have evil companies.
Yeah,
I like it.
And just the fucking guy's goofy face, his smile on the website was hilarious.
Yeah, I know. Ryuga's just like, oh, it's a company that like does those cool, those funny, cute commercials.
Blaze is asking, what about O's? Hello, the Kogami Foundation.
Happy birthday.
Yeah. So they listened to Sawa's recording of Faust while they were turning her into a smash, and they hear Night Rogue's voice, but somehow Sento doesn't notice that it's the same voice as Gentoku.
Because he was still transformed.
Yeah.
But it wasn't modulated at all.
I heard
it. Still
no,
wrong.
It
was modulated.
I heard it.
It's still
modulated.
Very obviously Gentoku's voice.
If he hasn't fucking figured it out so far listening to Night Rogue, that was the same modulation as always.
I still do not buy it at all.
You don't need to.
So, Sento is in the lab researching Faust's secret lab, and our robot friend Nariaki pops in, shows a little bit of personality, and then reveals the secret basement in the Faust lab.
And then he said something that was interesting.
The Faust cave.
As he's leaving Sento, he's just like, we're both in the same cage.
Because he knows he's about to get sacrificed.
Huh.
He's gonna be the one that gets the axe.
They've already basically informed him. He knows what's coming.
You have to talk about Sento's tongue face.
Oh yeah, why are you so interested in this lab? It's a secret.
Yeah.
Ain't I a stinker?
And Nariaki responds with the same joke after, and he's
that
like,
is
he's
all.
Like,
the that is,
oh, you do have a sense of humor.
That is also a secret, friend Sento.
And like we go, yeah, we just colleague Sento. I am friend of Night Rogue.
I am Night Rogue.
I am friend of Night Rogue.
No, because at the end he pretends to be Rogue. So
yeah, I know.
I am Night Rogue.
That was cool. Going into how fucking smart and clever Gentoku is, where he's just like, it's just like, oh, Nariaki's posing as Night Rogue, and then Gentoku's actually there, and I'm like, wow, for a prime minister, you should like getting involved in your own shit.
Well, the idea is he's like, now that I'm in charge, I'm gonna, like, Rufus Shinra this bitch and, like, take charge and clean up the country.
And also so people don't
see... Gentoku's Rufus Shinra!
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. But yeah, it's also so, like, people don't suspect him of being Night Rogue. Even
absolutely.
That is
100%
yeah.
the reason.
Also, there is no suspicion of him being Night Rogue. So.
Although, his Nariaki's comment earlier about being trapped in the same cage as Sento makes me wonder if... Even though he was giving us the whole evil smile thing during the three governors trapped in the shield incident, I wonder if maybe Nariaki was completely unwilling to cooperate with Faust. Maybe he was, like, a hostage, or maybe they had something on him.
I know, but then when you saw, like, Night Rogue kicking Bloodstark's ass, he, like, looked over and he was just like, that's awesome. So
I just like that they just fight every fucking episode
now. I know, and just Night Rogue is just getting tired of his shit. He's like, God fucking damn it.
You sound like Bubbles there. God damn it, Night Rogue.
Holy fuck, it's Night Rogue.
Shut up, Bloods.
No, it's just like, it's like...
Piss off, Stark.
No, no, Night Rogue and Bloodstark is like a full Vegeta nap, but just, God damn it, Stark.
Hey, Rogue.
That's impossible, I put the Pandora box in there. God damn it, Stark! Fucking flies off to go find him.
I also noticed that this is the second time in a row where Night Rogue encounters Sento and Ryuga from walking downstairs with guards behind
him. Oh, that's just his thing.
I just imagine, like, as Rogue is walking down those stairs, how the fuck do you keep finding my labs?
Yeah, he's just
sick of this shit.
Yeah, he's just like, Sento, get out of my laboratory!
We were making jokes about Dexter yesterday in Ultra Ranger.
Yeah, we were.
So, Stark finds where Rogue is keeping all of Sento's bottles, as well as the extras.
It's a door.
It's just a little wall that he just stabs and opens up. And we get to see Sento use Kaizoku Resha for the first time.
And it's fucking awesome.
I love it.
I love it too.
That arm cape is beautiful.
I love it. Just Kaizoku Resha. That's my favorite. Yeah, it goes, yeah.
The Scheduled Renegade, according to the way it was translated.
Oh, I got like something like the Rapid Swashbuckler.
Well, they definitely said the word Hangyaksha, which means like rebel.
Okay.
Maybe renegade.
But yeah, just like how he says it. It's like, Kaizoku Resha!
Oh, yeah. And worth mentioning is the fact that Sento just pulls a second belt driver out of his fucking duffel bag.
Well, yeah, no.
I don't like how nonchalant that was.
That was disappointing.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Yeah, whatever. I made a second belt. Fuck it. Throw it in your face.
Oh, that's yours.
You didn't even tell. Yeah, it was dumb. Yeah.
It would have been hilarious if, like, because he drops it. It would have been hilarious if it did just, like, shatter.
Oh, good thing. Shit. I made another one.
I made a third.
That one was just the sugar replica I was gonna give.
We're gonna leave that as a trap.
Night Rogue
just your shrines.
Because I almost said Night Stark.
Blood Rogue?
Blood Rogue and Night Stark?
Night Rogue!
Wombo combo relationship.
Night Rogue comes along and like a tongue just slowly comes out to lick the shit.
Oh my god, can we just have someone just like reverse the colors of Bloodstark and Night Rogue?
I mean, I could probably do that.
Oh, do it, please.
If anyone follows Lane and I on Twitter.
Yeah, so right now me and Ichi on Twitter, like, I decided, like, because I'm like in huge Night Rogue hype mode, I just put myself as Night Lane, and then just like Ichi made the joke of just like, oh yeah, I'm Ichi Stark. In your Night Lane. And I'm just like, okay.
I shopped us up some Twitter avatars.
Yeah, so I have a pink Night Rogue and he has a blue Bloodstark.
Their bottles are Cat and Bobra.
Cat! Bobra! Mismatch!
Mismatch?
Hey, Bobra! Bobra! Cat! Cat!
Boya!
Hey, I'm Knight. I'm also Stark. And we're Defesters.
No.
No.
Oh. Good try.
Hey, I'm Rogue. I'm not so Rogue.
But I love that, like, while Cross is fighting Rogue actually pulls a line out of, like, a PvP MMO. It's like, you may be strong, but I'm still higher level,
yeah,
bitch!
Yeah, my hazard level's way fucking stronger than you plebs.
What is this, accent?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, Kamen Rider Build is a game. In the X-Men universe.
There's more and more evidence to that every week.
Wait, then it's just a game in the X-Age universe?
Yeah. Well, there's Dan that. Because built the Buildgash shit.
There's several theories. The joke that Kevin, Mr. Shadowcaster, made is that everything happening in Build is just the story of the Kamen Rider Buildgash shit in the world of X-Aid.
Oh my god, they wouldn't do that.
And my theory is that the whole, which is probably true because there's more and more evidence to it, is that collecting the bottles is just some game that Bloodstark is game mastering for some reason.
Didn't they talk about that a little? Like,
yeah.
Sort of.
It's like, we only need a few more bottles to complete the panel.
We might find out next week because apparently there's going to be some big reveal, but I wonder if they really will be.
Yeah. It's also great to know that Ryuga's a rider. He's just like, he just automatically thinks he's way better than Sento. So.
Yeah.
Like,
good job, sidekick.
Sento's just like, all right, hand me Dragon. I'm going to fucking take care of this. And Ryuga's just like,
lol, no.
Yeah, bitch, no. And he just seemed like, Uso?
Lol, nope, I'm doing it this time.
And then after he's just like, Thanks, Sento. You're a really good assistant. He's like, fuck you!
Not bad for
I
an
gave
amateur.
You this shit! I can take it back!
I will admit, the cross, like, the rider design does look a bit clunky.
For cross?
Yeah, with the scale. With, like, the spikes coming out of it. That bothers me.
It
kind of
looks like
a
like something that a cosplayer would make. it's a bit bulky.
Remember when we thought it was clothes?
I still want it to be clothes.
Clothes dragon?
Name something worn only by dragons. Clothes.
Dragon, clothes, also, best match.
Does anybody else
the dress-up ring with the dragon with the bow tie.
Yeah, there you go.
Does anybody else notice that both these shows now consist of a warrior using the powers of dragons?
Yep.
I mean, dragons are a pretty common theme in any fiction.
Yeah.
I mean, that was my favorite Brave form was all dragon. Full dragon. It's cool.
So I think there's more like everyone's been making jokes about Kaizoku Ressha being references to Gokaiser and Tokuger, and I think they might not be entirely wrong because the Densha bottle is green.
Yep.
Train themed, and the Kaizoku Hasha has four levels of attacks, and Tokyo Yongo is green.
Yep.
So I think this might be on purpose.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. Would not be surprised in the light.
And of course, the minute Sento has this bow working, he's so eager to test it, he starts pointing it at everyone.
Everyone, he's like, fuck off! Stop
that
it!
That thing he does.
Yeah.
How many weapons does he have now?
So he has the Build Crusher, Hog Gatlinger, the
Ninpo Katana,
and
the Kaizoku Hasha. So at least four, maybe five?
Yeah.
Crusher, Gatlinger, Katana, Hasha. I think it's
this. Something else.
That doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count.
Gorilla Dive totally counts. No. Fist.
Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it was cool seeing like fucking soldiers storm Faust and then like Night Rogue sitting there in the chair and then like he just kind of rises. He's just sitting there all casual and he rises up and just like fucking shoots the fuck out of him.
Zero fucks given.
You know what would have been hilarious? Mm-hmm. Just come on, Rogue, you're coming with us. Rogue.
What was that?
That's Night Rogue's phone ringing.
It's his mother.
It's his mother.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, it really is.
We're doing it live.
So, okay. So, like, when the police come in, it's like, Rogue? Rogue, is that you? This hit his head, the helmet just falls over.
I kind of thought that maybe they just left the suit empty.
I thought it was an empty suit when they first did the shot, and it was just going to be, like Dr. Claw.
Yeah, like, they just, like, they poke his head, the helmet falls off.
They just, like maybe it's an actual person in there, but he's already dead. They just put a corpse in the suit so that he could just flop over dead. Well, we got him!
GG, everybody!
We did it! We got him.
But yeah, so, like, Nariaki, like, gets his ass kicked by Build, and then just, like, he actually considers jumping off a bridge.
Could have been just one of those guardian robots with a mask.
Right?
That would have been cool!
You know what I was fully expecting him to do? Like, the minute they surround him, smoke and disappear.
No, just, guys, do you hear, like, a beeping sound coming from him? Beep, 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 it's a boom! This explosion get Tokyo.
Just like douses the entire government and nebula gas.
Just like, oh shit!
That's what I wanted to talk about. Like, it's very clear that Gentoku gives no shits about Nariaki, seeing as A, he put this whole stunt forward, and B, at the end of it all, he's the one who fucking shoots him in the fucking shoulder right off the bridge!
I don't think he would do something that harsh. He probably went down there,
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Gentoku was one of the people exposed to the light of Pandora's box, and now he's power-hungry now that he's in charge. So I'm willing to put nothing past the attempted stealer of the Meme Lord throne at this point.
No. That still goes to Dan.
No, absolutely, but I think they're trying with him. They have done nothing to come even close, but I think they're trying. Y'all having fun there?
Yeah. But yeah, so Nariaki almost like considered committing suicide. He's just like, I just want to be a normal person. I just want to live a normal life. I want to be funny. I want to laugh.
But like that first scene where like he first defeats him and he's like cornered up against the railing of the dam.
Yeah, Bill's just like, whoa, buddy.
And I was just all, damn.
You ain't gonna be in Rush Hour 3.
But no, seriously, like, it was about that point where you see him, like, up against the railing, and I just immediately remembered, oh my fucking god, it's episode 12, are they gonna do it?
Yep, and they did.
Is 12 and killing people a thing?
He jumps, and just narrator shows up halfway down. He realized.
He fucked up.
Yeah, this probably isn't such a great idea.
Nariaki, you fucked up.
But no, he
better start flapping his arms, thinking he can fly.
He gets away from the dam and then runs away to another bridge over a river.
Well, that one's shorter.
Yeah,
he can survive this jump.
No, this one's more shallow, more rocks to break your neck on.
It's hilarious that like fucking also Gentoku kind of just like
again gets, show me a body
like, gets like led by Namba, and he's like yeah, so you lost the Pandora's box, huh? And he's like, I'm so sorry, sir, what happened again? And he's just like, eh, I can't be helped, it shit happens, so we'll move forward. And it's like, I'm like, wow, this guy's got over it quickly.
It's been 10 years. You think they wouldn't really care much about this box?
None but for
probably final... in the 10 years they've never figured out shit about it since the incident happened, so
none but for final villain.
I wouldn't say
final. No. What's with the weird fishing thing going on, though?
He likes fishing, yeah. Yeah,
but, like, in a pond with koi? Like, are you supposed to do that?
I found something interesting.
It's like you go to Mandarin and you just stick a fishing rod in the pond.
he was
that one looks like he's got some fight in him.
He was his actor. Nice. Yeah. So that's cool.
Gridman anime teaser.
Oh, yeah.
There's an anime of
I mean, there was a single episode special they did a while back. Are they actually going forward with doing more of
that? Yes.
Someone posted in our Discord chat about that.
Okay. Gridman's cool. We
want to see. But yeah, so Nariaki he runs away to the bridge and he starts going on a little spiel about he just wanted to live in. He just wants to be a normal boy!
Yeah, no,
just don't lose your way!
And then, yeah, he gets shot and supposedly he's just dead, air quotes.
Oh, yeah, I know your identity.
Take the shot! Steam break!
Just
get all of the food, put it in the pot. They're out in the open. Jimmy, take the shot.
He's not dead because they didn't show the body.
Well, yeah. We saw him, like, in the water, just not moving.
No, they didn't.
Yes,
we did. They showed the water.
No, they showed it. They saw his body in there.
I didn't see a body.
No, I saw his body in there.
I didn't see a body.
If you saw a body, like and subscribe.
Chat. Someone in the Discord chat, look at the episode and find a screenshot of the water and then his body in it.
Put a red circle to confirm. If you didn't see the body, like and subscribe. If you did see the body, send us a screenshot, then like and subscribe.
If you buried the body...
Press one. This is really bad, but all I could think is someone should take it and put the same sound effect as when Javert jumps in
the comical splatting noise from the new one.
Yes.
Yeah, one that made me laugh out loud in the theater.
No, you know what sound needs to accompany Nariaki's descent into the river?
What?
Yahoo!
No, not the goofy.
No. If they wanted to do anything, they should Ninja Turtles 3 this.
Where you see
him falling, but he doesn't actually hit the water. He just implodes on himself. at the last
second. Just like falls, hits the surface of the water, and then just terribly chopped in CGI explosion.
No, have you never seen that?
No.
Just at the end of Ninja Turtles 3, when Walker is falling into the water, he literally implodes into himself.
I don't remember
he
that.
He doesn't hit the water.
Oh, okay. What, was he defeated by Black?
No, he was hit by fire.
Okay.
He's defeated by Hoth.
My God, Walker was Martian Manhunter. He was afraid of fire.
So, fire Faust shot. Pins all of their operations on Nariaki, who is now presumed dead. And Sento chimes off this line, "Dead men tell no tales. Ha ha, because pirates."
Yep.
I'm the captain now. See nobody.
I'm gonna leave that up to interpretation until they decide to bring him back.
Pretty sure there's a body there. See, I saw that in water.
Let Lane Urson and I do it.
So the next goal for team build, expose Bloodstark.
Just, yeah, and I'm a really good comrade build myself.
Because apparently Nabushima got his fucking memories back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so glad Nabushima.
I'll tell you who told me to pin it on Ryuga, and then it just, like, zooms out to, like, a thing of coffee beans. And I'm like, I wonder who!
Dr. Psyche.
It's Soichi.
It's Soichi.
It's totally Soichi. Is Bloodstark. Soichi.
It's fucking just... he's Bloodstark.
Man, what's with this actor? Keep getting roles where he's pretending to be a good guy, but...
Oh, was that a thing with...
He was in the Ultraman Orb Origin series as a guy named Shinra.
Okay, yeah, he was in Ultraman Orb, the Origin Saga, mm-hmm. where for the first few episodes, everybody thought he joined the villain Dr. Psyche, but it turns out, oh no, I'm doing my own thing.
Double agent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not really double agent, but like...
Undercover.
Yeah.
And yeah, at the end of the episode, Banjo says, "Oh, we'll both be Kamen Rider build."
I'm such a good Kamen Rider build. What is this, Team Four?
And he's like, "What the fuck? What the fuck, man? You my name, Cross. You're Cross." And he's like, "Cross."
Just,
I like that.
Hey, you're not build. What do you mean? I'm a Rider, Kamen Rider Cross.
I love it.
And I love how like the opening bit during the recap, they're like. Yeah, we're going to make the decision on the name this episode.
I don't like that. I don't like how they, like, bicker in the introduction.
I think it's kind of cool.
I actually really like that they're not just, like, immediately friends. They have to actually build a relationship.
But it doesn't mean anything to the actual
show. They have to build a relationship and learn how to cross paths with each other.
Go home.
Okay. Did it.
Go to your dad's home.
Go to your tent!
I can't wait to watch next. Like, just seriously, every time I watch an episode, I just want to see what happens next. Like, this show is so exciting.
This episode had me looking forward to the next episode more than any other episode of Build so far.
Yep, I can't wait to see.
So, that's Build. Next week, we learn who the mastermind is, and also Octopus Light comes out of fucking nowhere.
Oh, that was... The ew was in response to the throwing up noise, but it's also in response to Octopus Light.
You're right? I don't like it either.
It's not very good looking.
Gar's just like, I fucking love Octopus Light.
Wait, you do?
No comment, yeah.
No, if you do, I'm just saying the comment looks weird.
No comment, because I only seen it once.
Oh no, it's time for Curator 3.
Oh no?
You're so lucky!
We're all gonna explode.
Oh dear.
Say the change. All right.
So,
it's morphin' time.
All right. I just
planet
but
game.
Before we do that, can I talk about episode 38 quickly?
Actually, yeah, you guys who haven't been on.
I really liked episode 38 because it was a really good Shao Lompo character development episode.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the homage to Ryu Ranger.
Is that what he was doing?
Yeah, arms...
When he did the fucking Rasengan?
Oh, yeah, because it was like Aura Blast.
Sure.
But no, it shows like, just because you're not really leading us, doesn't mean that we don't respect you.
I mean, we don't respect you, but it's not for that reason.
Yeah. Also, I like the robot, or the villain of the week.
DEFCON?
Yeah, DEFCON.
I love DEFCON.
Also, they were at the Geki Rangers villain base. Because that's where the last arena was. I'm like, boy, is Ryo Saman going to come out and kick everybody's ass?
Melee's already here. Hammy. I'm going to headcanon that, like, Hammy is Melee's daughter.
Ancestor.
Descendant. Whichever.
Whichever floats your boat. As long as it's not a 20-minute short before a movie.
So
Don't be salty about Frozen.
Raven, Emily, thoughts on previous episodes of Q-Ranger?
Well, I thought you were going to say thoughts on the Frozen short before Coco.
Fuck no.
I liked it. It was good. The sweater part was really
good. I mean, the last handful of episodes of Q-Ranger have been kind of eh.
I've been liking it.
It's turned to One Piece.
Okay,
We're just waiting for the final destination.
Pretty much.
Let them talk about the last few episodes before we talk about this week. Emily, thoughts on last week's Q-Ranger, which we just watched?
Last week's Q-Ranger, not too memorable. I liked it. It wasn't bad or anything. It's just not much really happened. This week's kind of everything happened,
I just want to go on a quick little story quickly.
Okay.
Story time with Carl!
Let's do it. So yesterday when we recorded this...
I'm going to settle in.
All right, so yesterday, which was November 30th, Lane and I recorded an episode of Vulture Ranger. And Lane mentioned, and I quote, "If you make anything mechanized, I'll love it 10 times more."
Yep.
And what happens in this episode of Q-Ranger?
Mechamargo.
We are introduced to Mechamargo. So I'm just
Mechamargo?
Yeah, I'm just sitting there. I'm like, for fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake!
Yeah, I stand by what I say. If you mechanize something, it's 10 times cooler.
Harry the Mecha Borg.
Yep. Mecha Kong, Mecha Godzilla,
Mecha Sonic,
Mecha Gomorrah,
Mecha Shiva!
Yeah, Mecha Shiva.
But Robonyan's not as good looking as Jabon.
I like Robonyan personally.
I don't have anything against Robonyan. I'm just saying, I think his design is.
He's a fucking dick, too. Well, he is. He's a fucking asshole.
No, not really. Especially not in the
Is show. He the dick or is he the asshole?
He doesn't mean to be just because he has like a very soulless voice. So.
Yeah, Robonyan can make chocolate. Yep.
Yeah, Robonyan can do everything.
He can generate infinite chocolate bars.
Can he save the galaxy from dark matter? Because that's what we're talking about.
He probably would put in a pretty good effort. What?
Hashtag Robonyan.
Solid effort. That's it.
13th Cure Ranger.
That's what he's got.
So, Planet Game!
And we didn't notice it had a fucking joystick and a D-pad on it.
Oh my god.
Like, Leechy was literally stunned.
I watched that episode 3 times and I didn't notice it until we watched episode 38 just before recording.
You guys didn't notice that?
No. There's a joystick on there!
This is my new favorite planet in anything.
That's like the first thing that I saw.
But, okay.
It has a D-pad also.
Yeah, D-pad and an arcade joystick.
Wait,
and
weren't we like saying the colors are like similar to the X-Aid Riders?
Yeah, I made that joke. I'm just like, Genmu owns the northern continent of the planet. But like, just this episode, like, just so many weird things.
So it starts with Mechamonico kidnapping Champ and just flying away.
Big plot drops, so we find out more about Professor Anton, and so we find out that he pretty much he was fucking just going pure Bono this whole episode. Like, it was fucking amazing.
No, it's not quite the same, because we find out that Aunt Anton apparently has 2 personalities in him.
One good and one evil.
We don't really get a lot of backstory on where that came from, whether it was, like, something naturally occurring in him, or if it was something Dark Matter did to him.
Or if he's Dr. Two Brains from work.
Or if this was a result of the timeline change.
What timeline change?
When they went back 300 years and Champ stayed behind. Right. Because, like, in the old timeline, Scorpio killed Anton, but we don't know which of the two it was. And now that the timeline's been rewritten, because Champ is still there, it's not clearly defined if there was a change in place or not. Like, Champ should have been there to stop Anton from being killed by Scorpio, since Champ stayed behind in the new timeline.
Mm-hmm. He's Two-Face.
But, like, now there's this whole thing about, like, did Scorpio mean to kill the good Anton or the bad Anton?
Anton took himself out of the good Anton and turned himself into a Dalek.
Maybe Scorpio just didn't know that the bad Anton was out.
Too many questions.
Dr. Anton Stavros.
Oh, God.
But, like, he's like a little floating ball, but he has, like, random tentacles that do, like, the thing transformation noise. Like, they go...
Yeah.
That didn't. That I've wasn't very good.
That's a great tentacle noise.
If anybody is aware of John Carpenter's The Thing, it makes this noise when it's changing. That's sort of like the noise of the like little tendrils whipping around.
It goes.
But I can't do it.
Okay, don't worry about it.
It's nothing like that. it's not even close.
So as the Q-Rangers appear on Planet Game. A game area right out of X8 appears and turns the whole planet into a fucking Dragon Quest game.
Oh God, steps and then.
So okay, let's narrow it down. So it like this episode focuses mainly on Lucky, Kotaro, Stinger, and Spada
and Champ.
And Champ, sorry, yeah. So Lucky gets turned into like this female witch mage girl thingy.
Yep. Kotaro is a typical Dragon Quest hero class.
Spada is a
warrior.
And Stinger
is a bard.
You know, the
clown.
Loner.
Jester.
Yeah, jester.
The loner who doesn't like to be happy becomes the jester.
I am fully ready. I am fully prepared to accept the very likely scenario that Stinger's actor proposed this entire episode because he sings. And he wanted to sing in Q-Ranger.
Oh my God, just hearing him the whole time. And then, like, at one point, like, they're fighting, and so he tries to fight, and then literally his character just automatically makes him run away.
His only battle skill is running away.
And singing. Which then he fucking does. Like, we find out that Champ has this thing inside him called the Berserk Circuit. And what happened, apparently...
I was thinking, why didn't they call it the Berserk?
I guess it's so small or something, or like...
It's microscopic.
It's near his heart, so you have a 0.0001 chance of actually hitting it and turning him back to normal.
I just love hearing the evil Anton go, Rey,
Yeah, and so, yeah, if you miss and not hit it, then he stays, like, fucking berserk forever.
Then you kill his heart.
Yeah.
You broke his heart.
Are you all right, Emily?
Listen to your heart! Not the berserker one!
I don't know.
What?
What's so funny, Emily?
I'm sorry. I keep thinking about that tentacle noise Gar was making.
Starting to just
what is this show?
I wouldn't even throw a Pokeball at y'all.
That is the title of the episode. What is this show?
No, it can't be. We have a better title,
No, we thought the episode name and the thumbnail. It's perfect.
Oh, wait. There was one thing you had to talk about on the show. Because you didn't mention that involves Siri.
So, like, Gar knows this because he was there for when it happened. So, like, when we were recording Ultra, we were watching G or whatever to prepare for Ultra Ranger. And so, like, apparently I accidentally activated my Siri. And, like, so it caught some dialogue. And so I guess it, like, Siri tried to translate it into, like, auto text or whatever. So apparently what she got was... Siri, call my god ram just fucking truck. Yeah. And her response is, there's no need for that. Yeah. So I just feel like that's something I would say if I was angry. Just Siri, call my god ram just fucking truck.
Yeah. I think you need to submit that to Jax Films for your grammar sucks.
I love just effing truck. Like,
you know what? I'm going to.
Is what makes it.
Yeah, so it made like Emily's fucking night. It was great. That's what happens when you like fucking Siri translates Geed, apparently. So that was interesting. Stinger literally fucking sings Champ back to like remembering who he is. Yeah, so fucking Stinger like serenaded Champ and just like remember all the times we had together.
Before they even get there, I just love that some rando white cloaked NPC walks up and is like, "Yeah, the Demon King is gonna marry Princess Black Bull." they just imagine Champ in a fucking dress and wig.
Yeah.
Which is the which is the suit that we saw in the preview, and I'm kind of sad that he wasn't in that outfit when they found him.
And, like, Stinger sings, like, a song about him, too, and just like, oh, we're going to rescue the Princess Black Cow.
So, are we talking about the end part now?
Might as well talk.
Okay. Yes.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Basically, I don't know why I went to the forefront here. Now I'm kind of nervous. Basically, what happened was Stinger's only ability in this game is to sing, so Lucky's like, why don't you sing at him? So
I love that. Yeah, it's like, but all I can do is sing. Then sing at it!
Also, we never talked about how Yosha Lucky is a spell that he uses that makes random things explode.
Because of course that's his spell.
Yeah, but, sorry, this is a weird episode.
I just love, like, a Suyoi Indiver, like, just, like, stands in front of them and fucking chiptune battle music comes on.
Yeah, it actually plays, like random encounter music.
Yeah.
But, he basically runs up to greet Champ, and Champ is, like, in berserker mode and is, like, evil.
Yeah.
And then, Stinger starts singing, like, song that starts out kind of silly, like, oh, Princess Black Cow, you're my partner. And then it starts getting really emotional, and he transforms back from the clown into himself. Not into his ranger form, but back into himself.
Into his Q-Ranger uniform.
Yeah, and somehow this song manages to incapacitate Champ so that he can pinpoint the berserker thing.
Because it was so bad, it woke him up,
That's
apparently.
That's what he said it was. But all I could think through that whole scene, and I'm sorry if I'm mentioning it is bad, but there's a scene in Doki Doki Freecure where Cure Sword sings to Regina when she's, like, evil brainwashed. She's technically evil and then good and then brainwashed to be evil again. Where she's, like, walking towards her and singing this song about, like, how I want my song to reach you and does, like, this really cool, like, fast transformation and everything. And all I could think was, are they making fun of that scene?
Well, I was saying, like, I'm pretty sure Pretty Cure is owned by Toei, it wouldn't be surprising, like, if they, like referenced...
See, I don't think it's an actual reference.
I think
it
is.
Just sort of...
I just couldn't help thinking through that whole scene. Listen to you, hi.
So, like, Sentai and Rider, like, reference each other all the fucking time, so, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they reference fucking Pretty Cure.
Yeah, I don't know, it just really reminded me of that scene a lot.
I love how this, like, once he transforms back into his Q-Ranger outfit, like, the song suddenly sounds much more properly produced, and, like, the audio is more balanced, and I'm like,
he's not a clown anymore.
Oh my god, this is totally gonna end up on the next album, isn't it?
No, Stinger's gonna have his own fucking album. Just an entire album of just Stinger.
Album of Singer?
Yeah, Singer.
Yeah, next year I tell he's gonna get his own side movie.
But I just love that, like, as he, like, approaches the climax of the song, Champ's just like, kill me! And Stinger just, like, cuts the song off and goes, ah!
Okay, and just right.
Jam!
Okay, we're
sorry,
right
need,
here.
Sorry, I need to yell.
Sorry.
Ow. Can you chew any louder, Mikey? I can still hear out of this ear.
Time to Disney this bitch.
Yeah, so he able to... like, it was funny, when, like, he goes to fucking break the berserk circuit, like, you see just Anton there, he's like, oh! Or no, it's the good one, and he's like, yeah!
Don't kill me, I'm in your heart the whole time!
killed me! What if that's just actually Anton's heart?
Wouldn't surprise me at this point.
Dr. Anton.
Where the fuck is the good one?
Dr. Anton is Champ.
Anton is the true Oshi Black.
I am friend Champ.
I am friend dog.
What is that? Oh, it's open.
So, what's the Yosha Lucky counter this week?
Because of the repeated uses of the spell, there were 6 of them this week, which brings our total count up to 283.
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna hit that 300, man.
So, Champ gets freed from the control, and then uses fucking Rocket Punch.
Yeah, he has a Rocket Punch. That made Raven happy.
Thought that when he hit the prototype, he just literally exploded his head straight off before noticing the shot.
So,
he's a robot. Of course he has a Rocket Punch.
We waited 39 episodes to see it?
Well, yes. Okay, here's the thing.
I'm Laura.
High School Wars miniseries and the episode Stinger take place before this, and that's where he got that.
Uh-huh.
this was more or less, this episode was more or less a tie-in to, hey, my V Cinema's out, go buy it.
Well, we won't get to watch or talk about those until January because of our topic for the month. Thank you again.
Don't thank me. Thank Deck. Thank Decker Ranger.
So I love that when they all hench in and start fighting Monaco and such, like, she steals their weapons with her, like, tentacle whips. But then, like, Orion portals in the Q-shot crossbow and Ryu Tsuader so that the three of them can shoot her down.
Take the shot.
Take the shot. That's gotta be the episode name.
Yeah, it's gotta be the episode name. Take the
especially
shot.
Especially since it ties in perfectly with the episode name that Lane was coming up with.
Take the shot.
Yeah.
There you go.
Because of what we were...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll find out.
You know what else is worth mentioning?
What?
The inside of the castle is the same filming location as Kureshima Mansion from Gaim and the mansion used by the Greed and O's.
I freaking knew it was the Gaim mansion.
Oh, and in Tokuger when Hikari and Kagura fucking strike in the house.
They used that house. That staircase.
Our house.
Wasn't it also in Maji Ranger?
In the middle of our house.
Crawling in my crawl.
It's also, I want to say Takatora's house in Gaim?
That's what I said already. The Kureshima Mansion. In the middle of our house.
Gross.
No, they're next door. That's a Game Grumps joke.
Wasn't that just like a bed commercial or something?
It was a commercial for something.
It was Maxwell House Coffee, wasn't it?
I think so. I don't remember.
I don't remember. That video was like 20 minutes long.
I thought you were about to say that video was 20 minutes ago.
What?
Yes, I come from the past.
I am friend God.
But you came from space.
And also parts unknown.
Yeah,
Crisis the Infinite Earths out of our fucking origin story, okay?
I honestly really want to know what it is.
We got champs 1, 2, 3 more!
And Naga and Balance, the treasure hunters.
That's great.
And Naga and Balance, the treasure hunters, find the treasure box with the Kyutama in it.
Because, of course.
Yeah, Lucky.
I just see the episode Futurama where they go to, like, the abandoned village, and Bender just has a ton of, like, junk that he stole. Just, we gotta go. Alright. I love stealing stuff.
I love taking things.
Yeah.
Oh, also, apparently, Mecha Monaco, she's like, yeah, I got modified like this, but I lost my regeneration ability.
And I gotta say, I'm surprised, where they're like, oh, so that means we just have to kill you here, right?
She's like, I'm not gonna let that happen, motherfuckers!
And she just gets away.
Yeah.
She flies.
I'm like, good! Oh, I want more Mecha Monaco. She's awesome!
I was surprised, because usually when that sort of development happens, they just die that episode.
No, I'm glad.
No, she's gonna be second last character to die in this show.
I guess you could say Monaco is Mata. As in, not done yet.
Mata Monaco.
That's what I'll call her. I don't know.
She's gone through all the female stereotypes and is now at the most important female stereotype, robot.
The mecha.
Apparently.
The one that has no control.
The modified one who has to conform to the men's society.
Trigger.
Yeah, really.
Speaking of trigger.
Well, hang on. Next week's episode, fucking baseball.
That wasn't even... And it has the best title ever. It's called, like, Death Ball in Hell.
Wait a minute. Isn't that a Don Shine episode line?
I don't know.
I love it. I was watching episode 39 of Q-Ranger with Tom, our Savage caster.
Sorry.
And, like, as the episode was ending, he was like, man, Spada hasn't had a feature episode in a long time. The preview comes on. Hey, look! It's a Spada episode!
Spot.
It's beautiful.
Food Meister! Kachiki, yeah.
Just Food Meister.
I just imagine he had a super form, it'd just be a longer nose. Pinocchio Yellow!
I'm not a Q-Ranger, I'm a cooking boy!
Extends all the way into Raptor's nose hole.
Raptor.
Spider.
Raptor.
Spider. Oh god, I remember that.
Burp.
The Raptor Spada ship all the way.
Spada Hammy ship because of the hot tub. I'm just kidding.
That was last week's
episode. She's a robot. Why is she in a tub?
She doesn't feel heat.
How did that happen in both the Deca we watched and this? There were scenes involving robots in tubs.
The pink ranger in a tub.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
We were both just like, don't go in there.
But the pink ranger is always in the tub.
We'll get to that.
Yeah.
Anyways, on to Deca 7-3.
So I gotta say, I really resent what this show did to the franchise. I just can't believe that the episode had, like, the series had to end this way at this point of the year and just completely threw the schedule off. I really can't believe you made us watch Decade again.
Because Decasember.
Oh,
Raven and I were talking about...
I literally, when he told me we were doing Decasember again for the third time... I was like, ah, oh, damn it, can't wait, again. And then a minute later, I was just like, you know what we should do? We should all just do a bunch of episodes of Decade instead. And not tell Gar.
Joke's on you, I've actually watched Decade.
Well, I mean, we have too, but...
You wouldn't be too far out of the loop.
I was seriously considering just watching the last three episodes of Decade and talking about that instead.
Lane, I knew it would piss you off. Lane, why are you holding your Decade figure?
No reason.
Why wouldn't I?
I like Decade. I can like Decade. Shut up!
It's Decasember.
You're not my real mom.
Right. But then Nietzsche decided that would be... we don't want to do that to Gar. And I'm just like, why the fuck not?
Of course you would.
I figured that we had to watch these so we have context on the movies we'll be watching the rest of the month.
So...
more or less, our editor was like, okay, you guys gotta stop fucking doing Decasember. I'm like, fine, we'll talk about the finale so that we can't go back.
Like, that'll
go
stop
back
you.
Back to the beginning!
Okay, that sounds really familiar. What is
it's from Digimon the movie.
Okay. My favorite was when Pokemon was fucking dancing to All-Star.
It's Wendigomon.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, Wendigomon.
Willis was a scrub who didn't know that Digimon changed their names when they evolved.
Well, maybe he just likes to think of him as Pokemon because Pokemon was back when he wasn't evil.
Then he likes to be wrong!
He does. Anyways.
Wasn't that the case?
Because I haven't watched the Deca Ranger episodes, and I have to be up for work in the next 5 hours.
No.
I'm going to take off for now.
Okay, hey, couch.
Oh, it's fine.
I was here for building Q-Ranger.
I was here for the stuff I've watched. That's the important part.
Thank you very much for coming, Raven.
No problem.
Love you, Raven.
So, the actual topic of Decasember the 3rd.
Or Decasember, the final countdown, because our editor was like, you guys...
Does that mean we can call it Saraba Decasember?
Sayonara.
No, Saraba. Like, Saraba Deno, final countdown.
Yes, I guess.
Farewell, Decasember.
Yeah.
No more!
Yeah, because hopefully Toei doesn't release any more fucking Decaranger shit. Oh. But no, today we're talking about the finale of Tokusou Sentai Decaranger, episode 48, 49, and 50.
Hooray!
Now, Jack asked me, but the finale started with episode 48. But the plot for the finale actually starts with episode 47.
Oh.
Luckily, they rushed that.
They put a quick recap at the start of 48 about, Bond's being the fire squad, the first Decared. Whoa, that was fast.
More or less, the original Decared shows up because there's an alienizer that took him out of commission. Jasmine and Soji try to take him out.
You mean Hoji?
Yeah, Hoji, sorry. Hoji. They try to take him out. Bond shows them that, like, they work better as a team, and then he's like, I want you to be part of my new squad called the Fire Squad.
We're called the Avengers.
So is the Fire Squad all Red Rangers?
No, they're just...
just regular guys?
Yeah.
I thought they were all Red Rangers when I...
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
is Bon Bon the special one? Because he's an actual Decaranger?
Like, he uses a Fire Squad license to transform, so, like, is he the only Fire Squad Ranger in that team?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
What a bitch.
Wait, why?
He's space,
an asshole!
He's Space Carter Grayson.
Like, they just, like,
Carter
the guy who, the guy
Carter
who was
Spacen.
The guy who's the former, like, squad leader, like, he gets demoted when Bon Bon comes in.
He made Bon Bon the leader.
Oh, okay.
He formed Fire Squad.
Oh. I'm the leader!
Yeah, but no, episode 48's more or less Bon Bon thinking... Bon Bon's Decared, by the way.
Bon Bon Go Bye Bye.
Yeah, Bon Bon Go Bye Bye. He's questioning on if he can leave the team the way that they are.
They're all such stiff assholes. Without me to punch through the bureaucracy, they're going to die.
Yeah. And then Tetsu, a.k.a. Deca Break, the sixth ranger of the group, he comes in and be like, don't worry, I'll take your place. Haha, shut up.
Umeko's leader, and she's like, yay!
I was already kind of the leader, but not in combat. She's like Time Force Pink, where she's supposed to be the leader,
She is technically the leader. I believe there was an episode where they voted her to be the leader.
It's sort of like...
Oh my god, is that why SPD did that joke about Sky not following Sid in a battle?
Maybe.
Oh my god!
Well, to be fair, sir.
No.
She is a girl.
In all due respect, sir.
Yeah, with all due respect, sir.
She's a girl.
She's a girl.
It's sort of like in Kenro Gunso, Kururu is actually the highest ranking one, but he has such a bad personality that he isn't
the leader. Yeah, even though Kenro is the sergeant, Kululu is sergeant major.
It's Kururu.
Kululu.
So what's great is freaking.
I'm sorry that one. Shoot me in the head, please.
No.
I'm terrible today.
I couldn't help like when the whole conversation between Bon and Tetsu about Tetsu becoming his like replacement, and he's like, "Don't worry, I'll be the fireball," and my brain just immediately goes, "Fireball."
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, I like that song.
There's an alien that takes over Bon Bon.
His name is,
Jellyfish.
Jellyfish. Actual,
oh,
just...
God, the fucking creeper tentacles on it!
So it's like a typical, like, oh, a monster bonds with fucking a ranger, and he's like, oh, if you kill me, you kill him too! We're bonded! We taste the same food!
We're Bon Bonded! Whoa, careful,
whoa.
That's a camera.
Don't
why is that there?
I don't know.
Because I placed it there faking, oh, nobody's gonna fucking touch it.
Now you know you're wrong.
Sorry. Yeah. So he has, like, Bon Bon hostage, and, like, he can, like...
Sorry, just in our Discord, somebody from the level 1 XA figure just holding a real gun.
Oh, okay.
Gun.
I just find that hilarious. Just, I got a gun. What are you gonna do?
Yeah, me and Emily noticed something we were watching the Deck Ranger episodes about Deck Ranger. He used a lot of guns.
Well,
like, let's
see. They're the
police. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry going on a bit ahead in, like,
the
one of the other episodes.
Japan,
but, like,
don't actually use guns, but these are space police.
Kruger's sword. A gun. Murphy.
A gun.
Fucking Bon Bon's two guns. Forms into a bigger gun. The SWAT Megazord turns into a giant gun.
So we were just, like, counting all the guns.
Dekarobo has a gun.
Yeah, and then just suddenly, I forget who it was, which one of us it was, said this is just Gun Ranger.
Yeah, Gun Ranger.
Deka Wing Robo turns into a bigger gun.
So we were just like, it's Gun Ranger, and then came up with the true ending where they all just turn into guns and descend into space.
What?
So
even the knees of Deka Base Robo shoot lasers.
For the thumbnail of this week's episode,
it just seems
to be a shot of the Deka Rangers, but all their heads are replaced by different guns.
Oh my god.
Different guns.
No,
and the thing is,
no,
the take
it has
the
to
shot
be...
as the title also works, because...
Take the shot.
It has to be their guns. Because they all have their signature weapons.
Oh my gosh,
sure.
It's perfect.
Sure.
Yeah.
It turns out they were the guns the whole time.
Yeah.
The true heroes were the guns they made along the way.
Like, we're just watching, like, and, like, Murphy, like, I see him, like, oh, watch Murphy. And, like, Emily's like, is Murphy turned into a gun? I'm like, oh yeah.
Yes.
I was kidding.
Deka Ranger Bazooka.
D Bazooka.
D Bazooka.
I love Murphy. And I get the joke, because Murphy's Law.
We'll go wrong.
Didn't you say his name was Rick?
Yeah, in SPD,
in
it's called,
SPD.
It's called
English
Rick.
Which makes it Rick and Murphy.
I'm on cheese, Rick!
I just love when Jellyfish takes over Bon, and, like, he gets all up in everyone's face, and my immediate response is, hey, what's up? It's your boy Two Heads!
It's your boy Jellyfish!
Oh my god.
And then they fuse
together.
I always think of that reference in response.
Whenever anyone fuses.
Ni 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 ni.
Wow, you referenced the ninja. Good job, bro.
Oh, look, ghost shoes.
So, apparently Jellyfish's thing is he wants to live here, but all this land sucks, so let's submerge the Earth.
Just like the eight other plants.
Wait,
I did.
Is that Team Aqua?
I was about to say, like, what are you, Team Aqua? A, and B, if you did this to eight other planets, what the fuck was wrong with those planets after you sunk them
well,
that made you leave?
It turned out that when we put all that water on them, they died. I wonder if it'll work with this time with this
also,
planet.
Also, apparently he's accounted for 263 counts of murder. He's murdered 263 people.
Which that, probably
is surround.
Which is probably spread across the eight planets he submerged.
Yeah, but still.
So that counts pretty
that's
low.
A, that's a pretty high. No, but it's still a pretty high murder count.
For eight planets? Not really.
Hang on. Like tons of fucking breaking and entering and robbery.
So 32 deaths per planet.
Wow.
An average.
Yeah.
What a bastard.
Good. I did good for some quick math.
Yeah, it's cool that he can, like, he can force, like, a transformation and, like, deed morph and,
yeah, he might,
and
like
make him fire on his teammates and shit.
When he takes over a host, he must, like, have access to their memories. That's how he would have known how to do the same tricks that Bond does, trigger the transformation, know how to use his guns, and know how to combine them.
Yeah. So that's interesting. But yeah, so eventually, like, they get to a beach or whatever like that, because, like, oh, he has, like, a bomb, and, like, you know, he can't have him use that capsule thingy.
The cocoa capsule.
Yeah, the cocoa capsule. So he literally just, Bond just keeps yelling at them, just like, no, take the shot!
Do
kill
it!
Me!
Do it! Kill me now!
Do it! Bond, I'm right to you!
Kill me!
Shoot her!
Shoot her!
Zenrin, shoot her! So of course,
I've heard that before. What's the shooter thing from?
It's
from Drive, Mox weapon.
Jurassic Park.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, the guy shoot.
Yeah, because I was thinking, I know. Yeah, that's close up on his mouth. Yeah.
So of course, none of the core team can do it, but Tetsu, wanting to be the new Fireball, mans up and pulls a Kuga, uses his electric attack to stop his heart in order to extract Jellyfish, and then fucking defibrillates him back to life with his electric fist.
Also, my god, I don't know if Deku Ranger is just the only Sentai that does this, but every time they need to show a reaction, they show one after the other, every single one, just like
they had to pad the fuck out of this
like
episode.
Like when fucking Kruger fucking comes back, they just show each of them one by one their reaction of seeing Kruger alive. And I'm just like, for fuck's sake. Also, when they're inspecting, like, oh, what happened to Bon Bon, because, like, they find, like, a dead body or whatever like that, then fucking Jasmine goes to inspect it. Jasmine's an Esper! You mean after 48 episodes, they're still explaining that she's a fucking Esper! Like, kids are not this stupid!
I was genuinely shocked by how much that they did this. They even had the explanation of how the transformation works.
Yeah! Like, it's been 50 episodes! You don't think we know? Fuck! It's like in Gavon, every single time he transforms, they have to show, oh, it takes a millisecond to fucking do it, and just, god.
I'm just laughing at how
you... I hate when they do that!
I'm just laughing at how you completely stole my thunder on that, because I was gonna go on a fucking rant about the exact same
stuff. Oh no, I'm more pissed off about it than you are.
Amazing.
Bothers me.
What's wrong with that?
Because why did they need to explain it when,
it's annoying, unneeded, we know about it, and it's padding the fucking episode.
We've been watching the show for a fucking year, pretty sure.
Well, we haven't, but
no, but
the audience,
the audience probably knows what Jasmine can do and what Deca Metal is.
How did the guys?
There's no possible. There's no possible reason for anyone to be watching this episode without having watched the rest of the series.
10 years later, movie
unless
is.
It was Deca Semper.
I'm looking over at Gar.
The SPD the SPD Gavon movie is gonna piss me off
because
they're not
no.
gonna only do the SPD explanations, but they're gonna do the Gavon explanations too.
Is that why they crossed this two series?
Fucking hell.
Well,
I'm not looking forward to that.
I'm
gonna get my own table and just flip it over.
Get one of those mini
tables.
No, I'll take the mic table and just.
No!
Oh.
I heard you fuckers do that the other night.
Please don't flip the mic table.
You did
it. Car did it.
I heard you do it, fucker.
Damn.
I was in the bathroom right below.
And you're just like, what the fuck was that? God damn it. But yeah, so Bon Bon's alive, and then he decides, oh, I'll take the job. Fire Squad, Tetsu's. You know what's funny? He considers Hoji to be his Aibo, but I think he's... He seems to consider Tetsu more of a partner.
Here's the
it's
thing.
Like he's more buddy-buddy with Tetsu.
From what I gather, he considered Hoji his Aibo and Tetsu his Kohai.
Like that, that means student. Like a pupil?
Like you yeah. More like Nakama. More like my underclassman.
Nakama.
My underclassman.
You're yeah. Nakama.
Because, yeah, Tetsu calls him senpai.
Silly Nagi-kun, you're my super kawaii old Nakama desu.
Oh, God.
I fucking love her. And,
really?
And Drat. Danganronpa bridge thing.
Yeah, they made her this super weeaboo. I love it.
But yeah, then they summon their Megazord, or their Deca machines.
You know what was funny? You know why it's great that we're talking about this in combination with Kamen Rider Build?
What?
Because when they summon Super Deca Ranger Robo, it's preceded by Build Up!
Build Up!
I actually like Super Deca Ranger Robo. He's fucking awesome.
It's cool.
I keep forgetting that Decker Brake rides a fucking unicycle motorbike.
You do know that's all CG, right?
I know. Because like, they can't actually make a unicycle motorcycle.
Yes, Emily.
This has absolutely nothing to do with Deca Ranger, but may I say it anyway?
Yes.
I just found out that there's going to be renewal figure arts of like all the original Precure ones because of the 15th anniversary.
That's cool. Bitchin'.
Yeah.
There you go.
Did you just say a unicycle motorcycle?
Yes.
What the fuck does that mean? It's a motorcycle robot.
It's a motorized unicycle.
No, it's not. It's a motorcycle. It has two wheels.
No, it doesn't.
Decker Ranger Robo rides on it.
No, he's talking about Decker Brake's actual unicycle.
Like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has one wheel.
Then it's just a unicycycle.
I didn't mean to interrupt.
It's a motor unicycle.
Yeah. Hashtag unicycle motorcycle.
It's it from South Park.
No.
That's what I thought you meant.
The one that you fucking
there.
Suck its dick and get anal probe to fucking operate it.
What?
New Decker Ranger toy.
Jesus Christ, no.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so they beat Jellyfish. No. And nonsense. Then they beat Jellyfish, and which happens to fucking pilot its own Megazord somehow.
You can't just go from that to then they pilot the Megazord.
They do, in fact, delete this.
They do. It's funny, like they're using Judgment Time on because, like, obviously they have to; it's part of their protocol. But I'm just like, they're talking all the charges, accusing all the charges he's accused for, and I'm just like, obviously he's guilty.
I just love
if he's innocent for all that, my God.
Although you know there were episodes where someone was innocent, but I just love the sound effect, like Judgment Time. Judgment Time.
I would love to get the Super Sentai Artisan.
Do you remember how the judgment system works? It gets sent to a planet which takes like a long time, but in realistic time, because the planet's time atmosphere is different, it takes like a few seconds to rally a judgment, but on the planet it's like months.
I am shocked that they don't do the whole long-winded explanation for that every time.
Yeah.
That would actually...
The judgment time mechanic is actually transporting signals to faraway planet where there's a judgment, bureaucracy, shit. Because of the rotation of the Earth, it only takes a few seconds.
Oh, and also, look, I forgot his name, but he's voiced by Hiyama. He invades the Deca base.
Agent Abrera.
In which I wish Raven was still here, because it's Frieza.
Yeah.
It's Hiyama. That's what I love. I was like, wait, he's voiced by Hiyama. Awesome.
It's so weird seeing him be the main bad guy because I'm so used to SVD where he's a crony.
Oh, Doomwing? Or Broodwing.
Broodwing.
Yeah.
I love his design. I just didn't like that he was just like a bat head in a jar.
I like it.
I'm a jar.
I just like that he had a tie.
Yeah, no, I like that's my favorite part of him, that he has a tie and like his cape. But yeah, so episode 49, So he takes over the base or whatever like that, and I gotta give points to fucking Doggy. Fucking kicks so much ass untransformed.
He tanks most of the invasion force by himself.
Yeah, because, you know,
he can
do that.
Not even his V sword or his D sword Vega.
Yeah, he just.
I'm pretty sure the hallway he was fighting in is the same hallway we saw Sho and Big Bear talking in Q Ranger.
Same. It's the same.
Yeah. But yeah, Abrera invades the SPD base. For a second, I was like, wait, no, that's wrong. But then I'm like, no, wait, they are the SPD, Special Police Deck Ranger.
Machine Boxer. That's the name of Tetsu's cycle.
Okay. But yeah, so Abrera basically breaks in and is like, I'm angry because I've lost 10 million space buckaroos, thanks to you fucks.
You know how much Bitcoin that is?
No. 7!
Do you know how fat you can get?
Well, I'm pissed off. Are you even, like, an actual threat? No!
But I can summon threats! And then he spawns 4 dudes who were probably remade versions.
3 dudes and 1 chick. Come on, man.
Shut up.
Can't be sexist.
Uniga, this. Ganymede, Angle, and Sukita.
They were cool.
Are they monsters that were already beaten?
No. They are just prisoner. Like, they're characters that Deca Master knows.
Well,
by the way, Deca Master, badass.
Apparently, Uniga was the model for the Mooks. Which makes sense. He's got the spiky head. And they've got just hyper muscle gear, which I remember muscle gear was a thing.
Yeah, from the SWAT episodes.
Yeah.
See how Decasember ties into one another?
Look at that thing that I totally didn't do on purpose.
Yeah. What is this, Magic March?
And oh good, they flash step.
Yep.
And then they cut away from the Deca Master Henshin, which made me sad.
Well, yeah, it's the final showdown.
Oh, so we don't get the Henshins, but we still get the fucking Esper explanation. Yeah.
Also, Swan tries to transform, but she gets interrupted. So I was like, no, we can only get it in one episode.
Well, again,
she does later though. She's not limited to like once a year, like Cat Ranger is or whatever.
No, she's restricted by only being able to transform once every 4 years.
So then, why did she even try?
I don't know.
Has it just been 4 years?
No. But it's funny how with the Gokaiger Ghostager crossover, if you do up the math properly, she is allowed to transform during that fight.
Cool.
Yeah.
So Uniga does Uniga Dynamic, which is clearly a Gavan reference.
Dynamic!
And I love how, like, they kidnap Swan and then toss her off a balcony and, like, Kruger snatches her out of the sky and then dumps her down a laundry chute.
Just the sound effects. Woo-woo!
Yeah. But yeah.
No, escape pod.
Yeah.
It's great to know that they end up together.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
cute how they're a couple.
And then the drill Resha that invaded the base turns into Aberetrix, which is a pretty badass robot.
I think it's a reference to Q-Rex from Time Ranger.
Wouldn't surprise me.
And I love that he actually, like, fucking Abrera just, like, takes over the Deca base, turns into an actual Megazord and operates it.
And also summons
a bunch of guys who I guess we were supposed to know about midway through the series. Because I'm assuming they're old guy, like, old.
We were already talking about them, but no, they're not, apparently.
Oh, no, they're not?
They're just... They're new villains, but Deca Master, like, Kruger knows who they are, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Doggy.
Yeah.
Doggy.
It's funny. SPD. Oh, that's Kruger. Deca Ranger. That's Doggy.
And then we see something that startled me, and I don't think we've seen it before. As Doggy Kruger passes out, his eyes close.
We kept saying we know everything's okay because we see them in the crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah. But still, it's heartbreaking.
It is.
No, it is. It's
literally, they lost their base, lost their mentor, lost their Megazord. They're fucked.
And now he broke my hand.
His legacy continues.
And you know that they did a good job when you feel really, really sad, even if you know that the character isn't actually...
I forgot, while I was watching, I was so enveloped in what was happening that when, like, Kruger, quote-unquote, died, I didn't remember that he's a thing in the later things and the Q-Ranger crossover, so I was like, well, shit, Kruger died! That's a suck.
He ain't coming back for Rush Hour 3.
That's a suck.
I fucked that sentence up.
We made it better.
I'm tired. It's late.
Yeah,
it is. Tetsu stays and fights Aberetrex where the Deca Rangers go into Deca base.
They raid the fucking Megazord! It's amazing!
In SWAT mode. It's perfect.
Yeah, and then, like, literally they demorph and he's like, what the fuck? It's like, yeah, I have control of the base, so I control your transformation.
I love that. He waits until they're right in his face and then, boop! Yeah, you can't transform
that. That's cool. Later we see Tetsu in the Swap Megazord, and he's actually like just in it going like, ah, just like shooting. Yeah, and it was fucking great.
Oh yeah, the you know, the other SPD members are on their way to Earth, but I put a force field around the atmosphere so they'll just explode.
They literally firewalled the planet.
And, like, when they're in space, like, they eventually are able to warn them that, like, oh, there's a force field, so they stop, and then you just hear the weep, 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 weep. I'm like, it's space, though. Like, how can you hear that?
And my thought is, like, oh, but I wanted those A-Squad assholes to die.
I'm sorry, but I'll always love that siren sound.
I hate it.
Cricketoon.
But no, then we get into the final episode, Deca Ranger, Forever Deca Ranger.
This is cool.
Oh, by the way, we also get to see my favorite character, Birdman!
Yeah, Birdman. Birdman's in this.
Birdman's in it.
Birdman.
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 Harvey Birdman.
Ace Attorney at Law.
Attorney at Law.
Episode 50, the Deca Rangers kick everyone else's ass.
The end.
Yeah.
And Yumeko distracts fucking one of the mooks with her bath, because
we had to put in another fucking bath scene in this tense and dramatic climactic episode!
I just want to know your guys' opinion on this. So, to gain back the control of the Deca base, there is a switch... In
behind the doghouse. In
Murphy's doghouse.
Fuck's sake.
How does that make you feel?
That was dumb, but clever.
You know what? I enjoyed this episode because I equated everything that was happening to the suicide mission from Mass Effect 2, where everyone had to stay behind at a certain point so that Bon Bon could go on and finish the mission.
And Hoji finally...
Bon Bon is Shepard!
Bon Bon could go on.
And Hoji finally called Bon Bon
his Aibo.
His Aibo, his partner. 10 years later. Don't call me partner!
Hoji, say it! Say it! Oh, say right. Aibo.
You can make a drinking game out of Deca Ranger because everybody has a fucking catchphrase.
Aibo, nonsense.
Every time they mention
Esper. Jasmine is an Esper. She uses little memories.
Take a shot every time Morphin sequence comes up. Take a shot.
Take a shot every time they explain something.
Every time the opening comes on, take a shot.
Every time Umeko takes a bath.
Take a shot.
Take the shot.
Every time Umeko says, Murphy.
Anytime Swan calls Doggy, Doggy, take a shot.
Take the shot!
God, you'd be dead.
Yeah, from the shot.
Three sips, and you'd be fucking
shot, blasting. Shot.
I love how Abrera at one point is like, I can see my victory, I can imagine it. And I'm like, you're not a Tokuger, you asshole.
Imagination! Yeah, see the Reshas just... Pow right into freaking Deca Base Robo.
And, like, Sen starts, like, communicating a message to them about the switch in SPD code! Not Morse code! Not that outdated shit!
SPD code. Because if it was Morse code, Agent Abrera would know what they're talking about. See what they did there? Yes.
Hey, you! Naze bus time!
Nonsense. But... Just,
And just like Umeko can apparently get dressed real fast. But that comes in handy.
Yeah, no, I was expecting her to just like transform into Deca Pink, and I was like, so is she like naked and wet underneath that suit?
That would have been amazing!
Yeah.
There's some material.
Yeah, and then they get their powers back. Bon Bon Rider kicks freaking Adrian Brera outside of the Deca Base Robo.
Yeah, breaking one of the Deca Base's teeth.
Yeah. Hey, it could be worse. You could be Unicron, the Transformers 1986 movie, where you go through one eye and you leave out through his other eye.
And he's like, ah!
Leaving him blind.
Yep.
So they use the Deep Bazooka to finish off Abrera.
Because the head of SPD, not Doggy, but Birdman, he tells him, oh yeah, this guy has killed many people, like galaxies.
It's the Merchant of Death. There's no two ways about it.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, destroy him, please.
It's funny though that in Power Rangers Space Patrol Delta, they reuse this scene, but instead of killing them, you know, they put them in the carts. They arrest them. Yeah.
They make him into a children's trading card.
Oh boy, Yukes.
I can't wait to pendulum summon you.
So they're like, oh yeah, we saved the world, but
Doggy, we saved us.
He's like, fuck you talking about, I ain't dead, bitch.
It's like, he doesn't want to see you crying in heaven. What do you mean?
Thought I got tangled up.
It's like, I ain't dead.
And yeah, I love it. Like, he comes up and he's like, you kids are the best team in the universe. Fuck all previous and future Sentai.
Hey, you're the only Sentai that'll be marketable in 11 years.
And they all transform and they walk out into the sunset and everything's great.
Yeah.
And Bakugan becomes official fire squad member.
And only now Tetsu is officially assigned to Earth. So what the fuck was the situation before then?
He was still a member of the Tokyo.
You mean the Tokujo?
Yeah, the Tokujo or something. I don't know. The Special Forces.
I don't know.
Umeko has a bath, and then Murphy jumps in.
Murphy!
Murphy!
Oh, you want in? Okay, buddy.
Apparently the dog robot is waterproof. just like sets off
and
the bazooka.
Jasmine goes on to have a family. Shit!
What?
Jasmine went on to explain her ESP to other strangers.
Didn't she marry that kid that she helped in that one episode?
Yeah, she marries another Esper, and then she has a baby with the Espers.
And the baby helps them solve the fucking mystery.
Yeah.
And Swan makes some tea.
And just goes,
and then goes off to become the mother of Gosei Red and the Dad of Light, the Final Fantasy series.
Okay.
So, Bon goes to the Fire Squad, and it literally ends the episode as he's using the Fire Squad badge to transform. So now I kind of understand that when we first saw the Fire Squad suit in the last couple years, that was probably a really big deal.
Yeah, it was like, holy shit!
Oh my god, it's the suit from the end of the show!
Because in Magi Ranger versus Deca Ranger, what did they use? They actually used the Power Ranger SPD Battleizer.
Cool.
That's actually pretty cool.
And speaking of Magi Ranger, we got to see the handoff.
Yeah, this is the first time in Sentai history where they do the handoff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It started with Deca Ranger and Magi Ranger.
Fuck. That's cool.
And it has become a staple in Super Sentai history.
Yeah.
Overall...
But my favorite will always be the Bokenger Geki Ranger one.
No,
they're
like...
just walking towards each other. High five each other. Just keep going.
No, I like the Kyoruger Tokyuger one because, like, he shows up as Tokyo Ichigo Pink and he's like, what the fuck? And then he's like, LOL!
Or there's also my second favorite, the Gokaiger Gobuster handoff, where Gokai Red comes down from
the Gokai Galleon. I was about to say that one, where he swings down on the rope.
Yeah, Red Buster just shows up. Gokai Red throws a punch. Red Buster catches it.
Yeah.
And Gokai Red leaves.
I like that one.
And they actually make an homage to that in the Gokaiger Gobuster crossover.
Neat.
So yeah, Deca Ranger, the TV series, is over.
It's over!
Even though I haven't watched the entirety of Deca Ranger, I've only seen like the episodes that we've seen. Like, it was a good finale. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
If there was any episode that I wish that we could have talked about, it would have been the appearance of Deca Bright.
Oh, yeah.
But...
Oh, it's his partner.
The Nova Ranger?
Yeah, SPD Nova Ranger, but man.
God, they shooed that in the last second.
SPD Nova Ranger.
The fuck are you?
I've been traveling for centuries to find you.
Oh, God.
And so next week, we'll be leading in...
Don't say what it is. The feature topic, it only gets to be previewed by our patrons. You're not going to eat...
It's a movie, probably.
It'll probably be a crossover.
If you want to know what it is before we launch the episode, you'll have to subscribe to our Patreon.
Number 10.
You guys are Deca done.
I'm fucking tired.
Okay, go follow us on Podbean, Facebook, Twitter, Patreon. Give us money. Good night, everybody.
Join our Discord so you can hear Gar uncensored.
Hey, thank you for listening. I hope I didn't ramble too much.
I don't think you rambled enough.
You're an amazing Dreamcaster.
No, I'm
sorry. Wait, what did you think of the Deca Ranger episodes?
Oh,
yeah, you didn't talk much.
You shouldn't put a robot in the back.
Also, why is, right? Why is everything a gun?
Yeah, that was my main comment was, why is it
a gun? Gun!
Everything's a gun.
They're a military.
Yeah, I know, but like... even for that, the amount of gun in comparison to the amount of things that aren't guns.
The gun to non-gun ratio is a little skewed.
Yeah. I mean, I'm honestly surprised at this point they went with a dog theme instead of just, I'm gun crew.
I just love in our Discord, Blaze is like, join our Discord so you can hang out with assholes like us. And then Shu is like, please, please, brutality.
Nothing will ever beat the scene where you see just Deca Master floating up in a helicopter, holding his sword like a gun.
Oh my god, that was great.
And actually being able to shoot it.
That was great.
It's like, did he just shoot?
Where's the barrel in that?
Of course he can shoot it. They live in a world where everything's a gun. You pick up a fork and it's a gun.
You know what this gun needs? Another gun.
My uniform's a gun.
What? Banana, fizz bitch,
and gun!
This will be too darn energetic for a normal
the
sports.
The SPD helicopter.
Is it also a gun?
Yes, yeah, if you're wondering what that's from, it's from Power Thirst 2. Go watch the Power Thirst videos. They're timeless classics.
Real lightning!
Alright.
Anyone between the years 2004 to 2008 will fucking know those videos.
I remember the year 2008. Anyways, you heard this thing. Go do the thing.
Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you. I didn't mean to extend the episode.
We love you all.
Garden, say goodnight. You owe me $100.
No, I don't.
Hey, dude, say you give me $100 if I didn't say goodnight.
What?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. Okay, goodbye.
Can I pay you back for that sub? The sub sandwich. Can I pay you back for it? Because I brought my wallet this time.
You don't need to pay.
No, you're not keeping that in.
No, don't keep that in!
Well, you started talking as soon as he was still talking!
No, don't! No.
Goodbye.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.